his buddies in his plane. Now, folks, that took guts. I'll tell you what I would have done. I wouldn't have had that much guts. I would have said, as my engine caught on fire, you know what? I'm more valuable than this damn bomb. And I'll probably miss, as most bombs do anyway. So I'll probably just blow up some banana trees or palm trees. So I'm turning my plane around. I'm going to gain altitude, save my life and my two crewmen. That's what I would have done. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. Is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
We're back, folks. And I'll give you a here's something interesting. We've got several callers on the air, so we're going to go to you, Dr. Kelly, Chris near Las Vegas did come back. Kevin in West Virginia came in, and Tom in Utah. So we're going to defer to those three guys. Is that okay, Dr. Kelly?
I just wanted to touch on the childhood leukemia issue, and I have the mortality rates. They're listed in a book called Dirty Electricity by Samuel Milham, MD, MPH. And it was at an all-time we've got the census data from the electrification status of the individual farms, and it's tragic, and it kind of needs to be pointed out, because now we're having children born with cataracts from all of the radio frequency radiation exposure.
Yes, so we'll delve into that, Dr. Kelly. I just mentioned the little Pauline, the Bush three-year-old daughter, because it's a touching story, and there was no treatment for leukemia at the time, and she apparently died very bravely, and George Bush Sr. himself apparently passed away very peacefully. His longtime friend of 60 years, Jim Baker, was there with him, and his last words were, his son, George Jr., called him and said, Dad, you've been a great dad. I love you. And his last words were, I love you too. Those were his last words. So very touching. But the point I want to make, folks, and it, you know, when we get to the truth of what's wrong, we can fix, just like leukemia. When we find why people have leukemia, we'll be able to cure or prevent leukemia. But when you have the facts, you're in so much stronger shape. And you don't want voodoo, as George Bush Sr. said. He called Reagan's economics, he called them voodoo economics. Well, he was wrong about that. But the we don't want voodoo doesn't work. So in the case of George Herbert Walker Bush, as he flew into that Chichi Jima radio station, that took guts. And he lost his altitude in order to get the bombs onto the... In other words, he was being very conscious. He reminds me of my dad, who's a super workaholic guy. He's gone now. But a super workaholic guy who was mission-oriented, just like Bush was. He had to get the job done, and he had to do it in a certain dignified way. And he had to, you know, follow the plan. And he did that. So he took off his altitude. So now he takes his engine-disabled plane down to a low altitude for his bombing run, which means he can't get out to sea and he can't get high enough in the air for his two crewmen to safely eject and open their chutes. And the two of them died for that reason. And he blamed himself for the rest of his life. And he's famous for every 5 years, he would do his crazy jump out of an airplane, you know, with another person attached to him, of course. He would skydive once every 5 years, Bush Sr. And the reason he did it was that he was hurt inside when he was 20 and he lost his two buddies. And he blamed himself. He was kind of trying to like join them in the air when they're, you know, and wish that their chutes had opened, which didn't. And the but my point is, he was fighting the wrong battle. Kelso would have turned the plane around and said, these two men in my cockpit, they are the future of my people. And I am too. And I want to live. And to hell with this airplane and to hell with that radio shack. I'm going to turn around, get some altitude and save the lives of our people. That's what counts. Not knocking out the radio station at Chichi Jima. And the so Bush was a good man fighting the wrong fight. Donald Trump is also a good man, I think an even greater man, but he's fighting the right fight. That's what the left, they're not bothered by the George Bushes, because the George Bushes are not aiming. They're not aiming at the right target. The left knows it. They see it. But Bush finally honed in on the real target. That's why they're freaking out. And we'll develop that more. But let me stop talking with a thank you. Thank you to Dr. Kelly. Let's go first to we're going to get all three of you, Chris, Kevin, Tom in Utah, and now Mike in Kentucky. Let's start with Chris near Las Vegas. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, thank you so much, James. Glad we made it onto the show today. And really proud to follow Dr. Kelly, as always. She's one of my dearest friends and has her wonderful bunny suit that she wears. But if you recall with some clarity, I think you will, that William Casey, when he was head of the CIA, said that America would be right for the picking whenever everything that we believe was a lie. So it's not with any animosity for you that I, let's say, challenge your hereditary pedigree with the Bush clan.
And Chris, here's the thing. All of us that are descended from early American settlers, when you get into ancestry and genetics, as I have, you're not going to believe how related you are to other people. Probably me. Okay. Is that I have 52,000, my family tree right now at ancestry.com has 52,000 real documented people in it. So one of the beauties of being part of a people is that we really are a family. We really do have this blood connection, but go ahead, Chris.
I thoroughly concur. However, some of the diligent research that I've done as a conspiracy analyst in the Gore Vidal vein reveals that very likely G.H.W. Bush had an alter name before he came to this country and went to the CIA and then to the presidency. And there was a fellow by the name of Otto Skorzeny who died about a year ago, and there were pictures discovered under his bed. Now, I'm not saying it's not possible that they could have been photoshopped and put in there later on, but they seem to be very authentic. And when we look at Prescott Bush's lineage, and we know that 10 United States Code 2358, the Strom-Thurmond National Defense Authorization Act of 1961, was actually Prescott Bush's plan. Of course, his associations with the Union Bank of New York cannot be overlooked in its funding of the Nazi Party. And the Skorzeny pictures showed that G.H.W. Bush was in his Nazi regalia as a young officer, and it appears that before that, he had been part of Hitler's inner network of Corps associates that was sent to America to reside with Nikolai Tesla and others under Tesla's roof.
I understand there were, if you go back to the generation of the 1930s, there were a number of people who had some sympathy with Hitler before he started World War II, because that was the great crime. That was the unforgivable great. It can never be forgiven or excused, starting World War II. Right. And Adolf Hitler did it all by his little old lonesome self. There were people who, you know, in the 1930s, for one reason or another, thought something or other that Hitler was doing was attractive in some way. That happened at that time. But here's the point I want to make. I don't want to get off into that. I'm not trying to cut you off on your thought there. Here's what I'm trying to say, is that you watch the tributes to George Herbert Walker Bush all week, okay? They're not made up. The guy really had guts. The guy was not a Satanist, okay? He really was a good husband. Somebody probably will come up somewhere. He had a girlfriend. I don't know whether he did or not. Somebody will probably, he had a girlfriend or something. I don't know. I have no idea. Maybe not. You know, in a long life, but he stuck with his wife for 70 some years. That's astonishing. And he was a great dad. His kids loved him. His achievements are remarkable. The way he tried hard at everything he did. I know that mentality because my dad had it. The guy's kids, my dad was, you know, that exact same age and era and experience. And my point is this. My dad was also a liberal Democrat. Okay. So these guys who they got it wrong on the fundamental thing, the fundamental issue for our people. What was the point of fighting in World War II? What was wrong with Hitler's launching of World War II? Hitler didn't get it. Hitler was all obsessed with all sorts of things, but he was not. What was the great failing of Adolf Hitler and the failing of Bush Sr.? He didn't get it that the most sacred, primary thing for all of us is the continuation of our people. That's why Mother Nature or God put us here. That's our purpose. That's why we're here, is so that we can perpetuate this beautiful, this incredibly beautiful thing that either Mother Nature or God in its beauty created, this incredible race of people that produced Beethoven and Isaac Newton and Shakespeare and Bach. The moon at the moon astronauts. This is preserving that. Now, when Hitler launched World War II, he instantly guaranteed the death of tens of millions of people. Guaranteed it. Just smash guaranteed that tens of millions of beautiful young Germans and Frenchmen and Brits and Russians and Americans would die. And there's no way to excuse that. And George Herbert Walker Bush, the great mistake he made, I'm not comparing him to Hitler, but the great mistake that he made in getting involved in war in the Middle East, stupid. We don't belong there. Yes. And his son, many times more stupid. The Bush Jr. launched the Iraq War, which is the truly catastrophic one. And his dad, well, the and it was Bush Sr. was vice president to Ronald Reagan when he signed his 1986 amnesty that was going to, you know, solve the problem of the immigrant invasion of America. But they didn't get it. They didn't get it at all.
And James, so, if you'll let
go ahead.
I didn't mean to divert you onto the Hitler scenario, because that's kind of out in the weeds on this conversation. But you did mention that Trump's calling himself a nationalist. And I think more clearly to delineate what he meant by using the term, he meant an American nationalist, not a white nationalist, not a Mexican nationalist or a Russian nationalist, but an American nationalist. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that foundational concept. And
let me go further. Now, Trump has never said, I'm a nationalist in the sense of preserving the white race. He's never said that explicitly. Okay. However, I will cite as an example of, I know he knows that, and I am sure, as sure as the sun shines, that he believes that and understands it. When he was giving his speech in the Central Square of Warsaw, under the statue, under the monument to the Warsaw resistance against Hitler, he said, he had one three-word sentence: we write symphonies. Now, in that speech, he said, we're fighting to preserve our Western civilization.
Yes.
And that's what we're fighting for. Now, when he said, and he said it many times in many speeches, and then right after, adjacent to that sentence, he said, we write symphonies. That sentence was just stuck in there all by itself. What does... my question to everybody is, who is we, or who are we? No, we write symphonies. He didn't mean we humans write symphonies. Who? What race on earth has ever written a symphony? White people.
To my last point, if you don't mind.
Hang on. I want to complete this. I'm sorry to interrupt your point. But,
sorry about that. Mm-hmm.
We write symphonies. Now, no other president in our time has ever said anything coming close to that. What was he saying to us in this incredibly important speech with this huge crowd of Polish patriots, every one of them white? Every single person in front of him was white. Why? Because Poland is 100% white. And it's an ancient white population. And a proud white population, and it's a nationalist white population that are now saying, we don't want any immigrants. Stay away. Now, what was he saying there? Now, hang on. When he said, we write symphonies, was he just, you know, didn't have anything to say and, you know, just rambling? No, he was saying something there. He doesn't say anything unintentionally. We write symphonies. We is the white race. And write symphonies. He didn't say, you know, we do tattoos. No, we write symphonies. What are symphonies? Symphonies are supreme and ultimate beautiful achievements of Mother Nature, of God, of spirit. They are the highest achievement. So what he was saying was, our fight is to preserve Western civilization. Now, when he said Western, the adjective Western on civilization, it only has one meaning. To anybody, you know, who's ever thought about the question, it's white civilization. There's no such thing as Western. You know, there used to be a course in colleges called Western Civ. Everybody, it was a required course. Freshmen and sophomores took it, Western Civ. And that was the study of France, Germany, Britain, Spain, Italy, the European white nations. It's called Western Civ. And that's what Donald Trump, when he says the phrase Western civilization, trust me, none of these previous presidents in our lifetime has used that phrase because it is forbidden. It is politically incorrect. And so here is my point. here is the break.
Break. I've got one point for you.
Okay, you come back and we'll get you then. Kevin, then Mike, and Fred in Michigan. Thank you.
Circling skies, tongue tied and This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday. When a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us.
And let's see. Oh, I forgot about Tom in Utah. Tom, we're going to get you too. Can we go to these other callers now? Chris?
I'm James.
Yes?
I've got one quick one. We were on this last week, and we were talking about the bar wars that Trump's been incessantly going before he was being elected, and even now, continually non-cessant through the whole thing, much like myself. The American Bar Association, the International Bar Association, are an unlawful union monopoly who has confiscated and aggregated all separated powers under their bar union.
Okay, I know. Therefore, now, hey, hang on, Chris. Hang on. I appreciate that point. It's a good one. You've made it a number of times. But to make this show really punchy and powerful, let's kind of stick with a narrative, okay? Because there's all those people out there listening to our voices right now. They want to know what Trump's doing today. They want to know what's going on with this funeral. They want to stay connected to this red-hot story that's going. So, you know, I love you, brother.
Thank you, James.
All right, buddy.
I yield to Tom, everybody else. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you, buddy. I love you. Now, And we're going to go to Tom, Kevin, Mike, and Fred. I promise. I just want to get this out. There's one guy who takes precedence over all of us, especially me, and that's Donald John Trump, Big Bad Don. Or Big Bad John, Donald John, that is. Listen to him. This is him at Krasinski Square. This was July of last year, 2017. He's at Krasinski Square. This beautiful crowd of red and white flags and Polish people in their folkish costumes, their ancestral pride in their people, who were crushed by the Nazis, by the way, but have gotten up on and are now the proudest people in Europe, doing much better than what Hitler left of Germany, which he ruined. But here they are. Listen to, and of course, I'm all for Germany recovering just as fast as Poland, but the Poles are way ahead of the Germans in coming to their senses ethnically, racially. And here's Donald Trump speaking to them in front of this great monument of the Polish resistance. And listen to what he says. This is not the key moment, but at least you get the feeling.
But today we're in the West, and we have to say, there are dire threats to our security and to our way of life.
What does he mean? Our way of life. Who's our? The Japanese, the Chinese, the Nigerians? Our way of life? Our white way of life, folks. That's what he means.
You see what's happening out there. They are threats. We will confront them. We will win. But they are threats.
Crowd goes wild. They know what he's saying. They're Poles. Now, folks, I don't know if you could hear that, but this is a sea of people as big as any Trump rally in America, filling the whole central square of Warsaw, screaming and waving and chanting Trump's name. And he's speaking in English, and I don't know how many Poles speak English, but probably not a majority. They love our president. This is in July of 2017, only, 6 months after he's sworn in.
We are confronted by another oppressive ideology, one that seeks to export terrorism and extremism all around the globe.
Let me just see if I can get lucky. Hang on.
Acquiring from the United States the battle-tested Patriot air and missile defense system.
I can't get lucky enough, because what I'm looking for is a moment where he says, we write symphonies. Oh, that was beautiful. Now, let me shut up. Next in line behind Donald Trump are you callers. Let's go to Tom in Utah. We lost Tom in Utah. Shame on Kelso. Let's go to Kevin. Who's next? Who's next? Kevin in the hills of West Virginia. Kevin, are you there?
Yeah, James, how are you?
We're good.
Good. I have a question for you and Dr. Kelly. She was talking about electromagnetics and things like that. I've told you before, I've been researching my eye disease, and I was wondering if there was any connection with electromagnetics and blindness.
Well, I'm really interested in having health shows and talking about, as patriots, it's really important, and especially for Donald Trump to preserve his health. But it's true for all of us. Stay there, Kevin. We'll be right back after this short break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel: great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer: it works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
States, we're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first. Who's on the hill and who's watching the valley? Who's in charge of it all? God bless the army and God bless our liberty. Dadgum the rest of it all.
Dadgum the rest of it all. Yes, dadgum the rest of it all. That's what the Bushes didn't get. They were all spending all their attention on the dadgum rest of it all. So what counts is our people. Now, I've got Kevin. Kevin, you were asking about health. Mike in Kentucky and Fred in Michigan. I'm going to get to all three of you in just a second. I didn't find I found one of the key passages from Donald Trump. Listen to what he says. Listen carefully to every word he is speaking here in July, beginning of July 2017 in Krasinski Square, the monument to the Polish uprising, which is not the same as the Warsaw Ghetto. That was a different fight. This was at the very end, as the Soviet army was across the river, the German army was on this side of the river, and the caught in the middle were the Poles themselves, the Polish people. And they staged an uprising, not wanting to fall under the boot of the Nazis or of the communists. They were Poles, and they wanted to be free. Listen to Donald Trump talking about this.
Money. It is a commitment of will. Because as the Polish experience reminds us, the defense of the West ultimately rests not only on means, but also on the will of its people to prevail and be successful and get what you have to have. The fundamental question of our time is whether the West has the will to survive.
Did you get that? The fundamental question of our time is whether the West has the will to survive. Let that sink in, folks. That's revolutionary. We've never heard that from a national leader before.
Do we have the confidence in our values to defend them at any cost? Do we have enough respect for our citizens to protect our borders? Do we have the desire and the courage to preserve our civilization?
To preserve our civilization, never said before.
In the face of those who would subvert and destroy it.
In the face of those who would subvert and destroy it. Let that sink in, folks. That's why I became a Trump groupie. His sentences like that. There's only one way a man can say those words. In the face of those who would subvert and destroy it. He knows our enemy. He knows what counts. A little bit more from Trump.
We can have the largest economies and the most lethal weapons anywhere on earth. But if we do not have strong families and strong values, then we will be weak and we will not survive.
The polls.
If anyone forgets the critical importance of these things, let them come to one country that never has. Let them come to Poland. And let them come here to Warsaw and learn the story of the Warsaw uprising.
Now, he then goes into the uprising and the absolutely vicious fight. The Nazis destroyed Warsaw. They leveled it. They leveled it to the ground. They killed tens of thousands of the Poles in this fight. And all the Poles wanted was to be free. So, and of course, the communists stood down on the other side of the river, offering no help at all, of course, because they were just loving it that the Poles were fighting the Nazis to the last man, and they came in after that fighting was over. Let us go to someone's waiting on the line right now. Is it Kevin?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, Kevin, wrap up your thought, and we'll go to Mike and Fred. Go ahead.
I was just wondering, because of the electromagnetics and everything, electromagnetic frequencies. I was wondering if there was any connection with, I know with leukemia and other cancers and other things like that. But I was wondering about blindness. Has there been any cases, okay. or has there been any?
Let me give you the broad sweeping answer. Kelso loves science. I love science. I'll tell you somebody else who loves science, Donald Trump. And I'll go even broader. I'll back up even farther. The right patriots, nationalists, love the truth, which is what science is. So on the question of any health question, the important thing is to be scientific, to not be politically correct, to have no political aspect to your science at all. In science, it's the facts take you where they're going to take you. Now, Donald Trump has illustrated this Kevin, magnificently in his stand on global warming. Donald Trump has said, it looks like global warming is a bunch of BS. It looks as if the science is bad political science. And again, Donald Trump, the only major worldwide national figure, the only president of a nation with the what it takes to say that, the courage to say that. So on that question, for any conditions, if we're going to, if our people, the European people, we're the ones who invented every single science, from astronomy to zoology and every single science in the alphabet soup in between. We invented from scratch every single science. Now, for anybody, for any of you multiculturalists out there, or you diversity mongers, put that in your pipe and smoke it. And if we're going to continue curing diseases and solving scientific questions, of course, our scientists, first of all, we have to have some scientists, and we need to stop training Chinese engineers, mathematicians, and scientists in our universities, and start training kids from West Virginia in our universities. And if we do that, they will discover the science we need to have the best health we can. So that's the best answer I can give you, Kevin. Thank you very much. Thank you, my friend. Let's go to Mike in another great state adjoining Kentucky. Come in, Mike.
Well, they call West Virginia almost Kentucky because it's not quite Kentucky, if you've ever heard that campaign there. Whereas
and there's a similar story about Texas where someone says, someone from out of Texas living in Texas says, I wasn't born in Texas, but I got here as soon as I could.
Yeah, that was a common refrain. I think a lot of guys that could barely read and write, they'd just simply leave a note that said GTT gone to Texas up here in these parts. You know, they just take off for the oil country or whatever. But no, I sometimes call it the Rockefeller Plantation, or the state made from a state without that state's permission, West Virginia. Anyway, song you played, you never play the rest of the lyrics there, or I hardly ever hear the rest of it, but I know a lot of Merle Haggard fans that never have heard that song, and I played the video numerous times on my country music video show, but there's a lot of songs that Merle Haggard did that people haven't heard.
I love them all. I love them all, and I love Merle.
The next couple of verses, it says, freedom is stuck in reverse. Let's get out of Iraq and get back on the track and rebuild America first. And I have to wonder if that's not where Trump got some of his realization that a lot of people out here in Flyover Country are just beyond, they're not fooled. They see stuff suppressed, like these Merle Haggard songs like that. And there's nothing wrong with that song. I mean, it has.
I'll give you my explanation for Donald Trump. Some people, and again, this helps explain to people why I'm a Trumpaholic and a Trump cheerleader and a groupie. It's because, you know, I darn near worship the man. And here's why. Very rare in history, some people appear who are simply great, who are simply brilliant, and who are have a courage, a level of courage, you know, beyond compare. And I think Donald Trump is one of those incredibly rare people in our whole history. I think his ability to make a speech like the one you just heard there in Krasinski Square, his ability to distill the matter down to the essentials, as Merle Haggard said, dadgum the rest of it all. You know, dadgum the rest of it all. In other words, there's certain things which a life or death question right now. Life or death. When George Bush Sr. was in his plane with his engine burning, to me, dadgum the radio station and dadgum, you know, this or that. I want to save the lives of my men. So, you know, others might disagree, you know, but to me, but Donald Trump, in that speech, he says, what's at stake now is our civilization, who we are.
Right.
And the question is, do we have the balls, do we have the intelligence to save ourselves, and what was the phrase you used, from the foes, in the face of those who would subvert, very important word, because that's what the fake news media is. It's subversion, and then destroy it all. Now go ahead.
Well, some of these people, and I got one other thing that I actually called about, but some of these people that, I don't know, they must have had some elite connections between H.G. Wells or Aldous Huxley and his brother and George Orwell or Blair, whatever his name was. One common factor with all these dystopic novels of the last 100 years, going back to Yevgeny Zamyatin's We, even, or Animal Farm, is that the destruction of the family is what rises the state to become the number one thing. They're in competition, the family versus the state. Who is your loyalty to, your family or the state? And when the state destroys the family, then that is the presages some of the darkest times of our human history, I think. I mean, genocide.
And Kevin, you're right on the money there.
Mike.
Yeah, Mike.
Please don't confuse me with somebody from West Virginia. Sorry.
Mike, Kentucky. I'm sorry. That's all right. I didn't have my glasses slid far enough down my.
Okay,
big
I'm kidding with you.
Big,
I'm kidding with you.
My big German nose. But remember, there's one thing you want to add to that. Yes, the government taking over and subverting the family destroys the family. But remember,
and ultimately destroys the country. Jefferson said it. I hate to quote a Democrat, but Jefferson said a nation of independent farmers would be unconquerable. And if you think about that, that would be so true because we would all be able to support ourselves.
But here's all I want to insert. I want to insert the truly nationalist element that I know, as I said, as the sun rises, Donald Trump is aware of this. And that is that what you just said and what I just said is true for every people on earth, Japanese, Mexican, Indian, Nigerian, Pakistani, for all those people, if the government takes over family life in your nation, it's going to destroy your families. It's going to destroy your culture. And of course, it will destroy our European culture. But the thing to be concerned about, this is where George Bush Sr. went off the tracks. He was a universalist. My dad was too. They somehow got their head up in the clouds or somewhere else, and they were thinking about everything in universalist terms, like they were fighting World War II to defend freedom, freedom for everybody, defend freedom. Well, that's, you didn't hit the bullseye there, Dad. It's not freedom in the abstract that you're defending. It's your people, period. Your people. That's what you're defending. And so
that's how they sell it to you, defending freedom.
So it's not an abstract thing. It's not freedom. I don't want to defend the freedom of people in Ceylon or Sri Lanka. I'm not interested at all in defending their freedom. I don't want to take it away. I don't want to defend it. I don't give a rat's ass about their freedom. But I want to give my whole life to the freedom of my kids, of my progeny, of my family and my people. And so that's the truly nationalist element. And that's the left.
Well, the phrase, is it not the phrase? And is it in the Declaration to ourselves and our posterity?
Yes, to secure the blessing.
Do ordain and establish this Constitution. So the people that say that we're not party to that, are we not the posterity of the people that founded this country?
Yes, the key word there is our. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. And that's when I said, like when Donald Trump says our civilization, who's he referring to with our civilization? It's us Poles, us Europeans, us Brits, Scots, Irish, Scandinavians, Frenchmen, Italians. It's us. That is our civilization. We're not defending the civilization of whatever they've got going up at Kathmandu in the Himalayas. Who knows what they've got going? I don't care. Maybe it's coming to the readers. Yeah, maybe.
Yes,
go ahead.
You're a Star Trek, followed some of the Star Trek genre, like the Borg. They just take over everything.
Yes.
And I'm not being racist when I say this, but it's just like in their in their writings. It's in the musings, and the Sharia takes over. Nothing else matters, okay? There's an astrophysicist out of Tennessee. Have you ever watched any of his stuff, Dr. Bill Warner? He points this out. He's got an institute called Political Islam, and where they take over, nothing else matters but the Sharia. And, you know, you're a second-class citizen, if you're considered a demi-slave. You don't have liberty.
Mike, you're pointing out an important thing. What did Donald Trump just say? The question of our time is whether we in the West have the will to save our civilization. Now, there's no question that the Islamists, the Muslims, the Sharia people, they have the will. They have the will to fight for what they, their civilization. And if we don't have equal will, they're going to beat us. We'll be right back, folks.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included, to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I said again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Hey, Mike, are you there? Okay, let's go to Fred in Michigan, if he's still there. Fred, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Hey, buddy, you are a patient man. You're in the last segment. These are the last moments of our show. What's on your mind?
All right. Well, look, being a combat veteran, I'm not disparaging a reportedly dignified president. I'm citing evidentiary proof. On the 28th of February, 91, is known as the Day of Purim, P-U-R-M, Purim Day. The Iraqi military is in surrender mode. 150,000 Iraqi troops are fleeing into Iraq on the Kuwait-Basra Highway. President George Herbert Walker Bush orders the fuel air bombing of all of these surrendering, retreating Iraqi troops. This is an international war crime. They were all murdered and bulldozed into unmarked graves in the desert. Okay, this was an outright slaughter.
Yes, it was. Now, did President Bush order that? If he did, that's right.
He ordered it.
Thank you for refreshing my memory. It's been too long, but I remember that. That's true. We've all seen the pictures. These guys were simply slaughtered on the road there.
Okay. Now, on the 20th, you mentioned Poland. This is another thing, but before I get to this real quick, in that same year, 91, on the 20th of March. Now, Jim, you consider yourself a Christian man, right?
Yes.
Okay. As I'm sure most people in the audience, even those who might be honorable atheists.
I don't want to interrupt you, Fred, but you tighten it up because we're going to run out of time. Go for it.
Okay. All right. So Public Law 102-14, this is called Education Day USA, on the 20th of March. It's the Noahide laws from the Talmud. And the very first of the seven Noahide laws, which H.W. signed into law on the 20th of March, do not worship false gods. According to Orthodox Judaism, the worship of Jesus the Christ is a false god, and the penalty for that is beheading. So,
well, okay, all right. Fred, I don't mean to cut you off, but you and I are both going to face the music in more ways than one. We're going to face the music very shortly, but in this show, in a matter of seconds.
Okay, so
we don't have time for 3 points. Let's go back to your first very good point, which is that was a slaughter on that road out of Kuwait. And if President Bush is responsible for that, that was a war crime. You are right, sir. Let's all meet up again tomorrow night. See you then.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can.